FM's tech expert, Rick Limpert. The iPhone 5, we're talking about that, also the Kindles. The Kindles, you can find out more information.
Go to Amazon.com. That's where they sell the Kindles.
Excellent. You can't get iPhones on Amazon, can you?
No.
Ah. So you have to go to your Apple store and pre-order. And then the iPhone 5, they're going to be making the announcement at 1 o'clock today.
Yep.
When are they going to be taking pre-orders?
I would expect to see those lines in front of AT&T and Apple stores next Friday. That would be the 21st.
That's when they're actually going to roll it out.
You'll be able to stand in line and buy yours. There'll be lines. They'll run out. So I guess pre-order is the best way to go.
Is it worth it to pre-order?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost you anymore. You can either pre-order and usually pick it up at the store. They'll have it waiting for you, or it'll just get mailed to you that you can receive it on that day through UPS.
So then once you have it pre-ordered, you can just like walk in front of the line at your
They usually have a
separate
Apple line for the people that have pre-ordered.
Point and laugh at the people who
exactly.
are camping online.
What about once they release it to other places like Walmarts and stuff like that? How long does that usually take?
It used to be a few weeks or a few months. We'll see what their distribution looks like this time. And you know, AT&T stores will have it usually. Verizon stores will have it that same day. I don't know about Best Buy, Walmart. They haven't said on that yet. They'll probably announce that today.
And the iPhone 5 is going to be retailing for how much?
Probably, what, $299?
Oh, I heard
with the plan, if you lock into the plan.
I heard like $600.
I don't know. I mean, if you buy an unlocked one, maybe.
An unlocked one?
Where you can go with any plan.
You're not locked
into that two-year service contract with your cell phone
provider. That's gonna hurt a lot of people because there's no longer only like one plan, I think, one or two plans with not a lot of coverage have unlimited data,
which
they're going to start charging you once you start using the internet capability.
They're definitely data hogs.
Really going to do it. Okay, and I know what's coming up next.
It's the app of the week.
Awesome. Rick Limper, what do you got for the app?
Yeah, I'm going to throw out a line here and see if you can see what the app is. 072.
B12. Bingo!
You got it. Now, I found out something interesting today. Mitch Evans is an expert bingo caller.
Yes, I was.
Are you really?
Back in the day, if I need a second job, I can always back down on
hey,
that.
Hey, sonny, you're calling numbers too quickly.
This app is for anyone that has ever been dragged by a relative or an elderly old friend to a smoky bingo hall.
Let's go play bingo.
It's called Bingo Bash HD. It's an iPad app. It is a fun, actually pretty addictive way to play bingo against other people in big bingo rooms right online.
So just iPad, not iPhone.
Right now it's just an iPad app.
Okay.
It takes up too much screen real estate that it's only made for the iPad right now. It's one of the top selling apps, or it's a free app, one of the top apps right now in the App Store.
So they have, you can play, I guess, bingo with friends or bingo with elderly people.
Yeah, they usually have these rooms of about 100 people playing bingo at a time, and it's pretty addictive, and it's amazing how many people get bingo after, like, the first six numbers are called. It's unbelievable.
And how much is this app?
Free.
Oh,
free.
Boy.
And
free.
As a bonus, you will not get emphysema.
And, of course, if you ever want to do something.
Boy, Rick's on a roll this morning.
Exactly. That wasn't. Thanks, Rick. If you want to find out more, you can always go to dave.fm/tech to find out more about what we're talking about, the brand new iPhone 5, also the new Kindle, and the app is called what?
Bingo Bash HD.
Thanks, Rick. We'll talk to you next week.
Sure.